I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm about to commence the Monday Morning Music program. A couple of hours, almost a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment until 11 o'clock. There'll be another national radio news at 10 and also at the conclusion of my program. Some of the artists whom I'll be including in today's programs: Nat King Cole, Patti Page and Joe Stafford, some hit records from them. The Carpenters, Guy Mitchell, Dinah Shore, and others for your enjoyment. And at about 10:30, I'll play a recording by my singer of renown for this week. It will be a recording by an Italian tenor.
The ones we used to play so long ago. Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy? The tunes really were catchy. Remember when you used to love them so? I had to play them over and over for my little sleepy head. They were your lullabies, your favorite lullabies. I tucked you into bed with all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
I remember them all, even though I was small. When you turned down every laddie,
with my heart belongs to daddy.
I was only knee high,
yeah.
But I remember how I used to cry and cry, no joking, every time that one got broken. Mommy, play the funny one, mommy, the Easter bunny one, over and over, when you tucked me into bed
with all those old,
they were wonderful then. Play them over again, the ones we used to play so long ago.
Get out those old,
I remember them all,
those old,
even though I was small,
the ones
when
we
you
used
turned
to
down
play so long
daddy.
Ago with my heart belongs to daddy.
I was only knee-high,
boom, boom, boom,
but I remember how I
remember
used to
when
cry,
you
cry,
used to love them so.
Every time that one got
I
broken,
had to
play mommy,
them over and over,
play the funny
for
one,
my
mommy,
head,
the Easter bunny one,
your
over
your
and
lullabies.
Over when
I
you tucked me
into
bed
with all those old,
they were wonderful
old
then.
Those old,
play them over again.
Records. The ones we used to play so long ago. The ones we used to play so long ago.
Get out those old records, written by Carmen Lombardo and John Loeb, and sung by Mary Martin and her son Larry Hagman. That was a hit in 1951, as was this record.
Oh, it's a long, long time from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September. Thank you.
That was the orchestra of Stan Kenton with a chorus singing September Song, written by Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson, another hit record from 1951. Home in Indiana, that was played by Nat King Cole's trio. It was a composition of the American songwriter James Hanley in 1917, and James Hanley also wrote the music for this song.
Haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony, singing when the strings of my heart. Was like a breath of spring, I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony, sing with the strings of my heart. Your eyes made sky seem blue again, what else would I do again? But keep on repeating again and again, I love you, I love you. I still recall the thrill, I guess I always will, I hope we'll never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine, sing when the strings of my heart.
Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, another recording of a song composed by James Hanley. That was played by Lou Stone's orchestra in 1935, with the vocalist wasn't identified, some unnamed male. Pee-wee King was a successful musician and songwriter. Collaborating with others, he wrote the next two songs that you'll hear. Belong to Me, a hit record for Joe Stafford. It topped the Australian hit parades in 1952, was written by Red Stewart, Pee-wee King and Chilton Price.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the tale. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee. Thank you. was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee waltz.
Those of us who listened to our hit parades in the 1950 would have heard that song very often. Patti Page, Tennessee Waltz, written by Red Stewart and Pee Wee King. And from the 1950s, I'm going to take you into the 1970s. Sweet Smile, sung by the Carpenters in 1978, written by Judy Newton, who was known as Juice, and Otha Young. Yes, a recording from 1978. And about 100 years before that, an American composer, Thomas Paine Westendorf, was born. He wrote the next song that you'll hear.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. They don't plant potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I soon took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed, well, if you'd believe me, when next to a ball, faith, they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in troth say if they were a bomb for a ball or a bath. Be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea.
Well, that was an Irish tenor. Not the one I expected to play for you, actually, but it was Anthony Kearns, Irish tenor. He sang The Mountains of Mourne from an Irish tenor. Let's hear from an American tenor.
Only a rose.
Richard Crooks sang Only a Rose, written by Rudolf Frimmel and Brian Hooker for a 1930 motion picture, The Vagabond King. And talking about motion pictures, particularly musical pictures, if you saw the movie version of Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady, you would have seen Audrey Hepburn sing a number of songs. One of them was Wouldn't It Be Lovely, except that you didn't see Audrey Hepburn singing because her singing was dubbed by Marnie Nixon, who was born this day in 1930. Marnie Nixon also subbed for other singers such as Deborah Carr in The King and I, but we'll hear her sing for Audrey Hepburn, Wouldn't It Be Lovely.
It's rather dull in town, I'll think I'll take me to Paris. The missus wants to open up the castle in Capri.
Me doctor recommends a quiet summer by the sea.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
For me to eat, lots of cow making lots of eat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting absolutely still. I would never budge till spring. On my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely, 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 lovely. For me to eat, lots of cow make you lots of eat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting absolutely still. I would never budge till spring crept out of the windowsill.
Lovely.
That was Marnie Nixon singing as Audrey Hepburn with some of the other members of the cast of My Fair Lady, written by Lerner and Lowe, of course. I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Marnie Nixon in 1930. It was also the anniversary of the birth in 1927 of Al Chernick, who we knew as Guy Mitchell.
To bring her flowers for her golden hair. Some men plow the open plain, some men sail the brine, but I'm in love with a pretty little maid. For work I have no time. She's my truly, truly fair. Truly, truly fair. How I love my truly fair. There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for her golden hair. Oh, oh. Once I sailed from Boston Bay, bound for Singapore, but one day out in a mist or so, swam right back to shore. Back to my truly fair, truly, truly fair. How I love my truly fair. There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for her golden hair. Oh, I love she and she loves me, pardon if I boast. At times we fight all the livelong night about who loves you the most. My truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair. How I love my truly fair. There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for golden hair. Oh, soon I'm gonna marry her, love her till I die. There ain't no living on love alone, but still I'm gonna try.
Truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair. Oh, I love my truly fair.
There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for golden hair.
Golden hair.
How I love my truly fair.
Truly, Truly Fair, written by Bob Merrill, sung by Guy Mitchell. Nacio Herb Brown was a successful American composer of popular music, wrote many songs that became popular in the late 20s, 1930s and 40s. I'm going to play two compositions of Nacio Herb Brown. Perhaps you'll remember them.
Dreaming. in love, our day is through. But each night in dreams, it started anew. She comes to me as she used to do, my love. And then she holds my hand, and then I understand, her eyes are fire with one desire, then a heaven kiss. Could I resist? And then I dim the light, and then we kiss goodnight. Takes me to paradise. Her eyes are fire than a heavenly kiss. Could I resist? Takes me to paradise.
Russ Colombo and Leonard Joy's Orchestra in 1932 recorded Paradise. Music by Nacio Herb Brown, lyrics by Gordon Clifford. Nacio Herb Brown wrote the music and Arthur Freed the lyrics for All I Do Is Dream of You. And the recording was made by Dinah Shore with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band. That was, would have been during or just after the Second World War.
Let yourself go. Let yourself yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music is hot, so come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your baker, clock, and grocer and let yourself go. Got yourself tied up in a knot. Night is cold, but the music is hot, so come, cuddle closer. Don't dare to answer, no, sir. Put your baker, clock, and grocer and let yourself go. Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go.
The Australian singer Lana Cantrell sang Let Yourself Go in 1967 in a recording made in the USA. It was written by Irving Berlin for a film called Follow the Fleet in 1936. The stars of the film were Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. I'm going to play two more songs from that film.
Be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bills. And while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and
have been many, but now my roaming days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on I'm putting everything I've got on you. help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. Count. Honey and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
There's another song which Irving Berlin wrote for Follow the Fleet in 1936. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. That was sung by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in the movie. The version that I just played for you was sung by Ella Fitzgerald with the orchestra of Paul Weston in 1938. So that was over 20 years after the film was shown.